guys. Welcome back to Typically Peachy. How's everybody doing? How's your week going? How's your Thursday going, if it's Thursday for you? Today, we are doing another Chair Talk episode because we have quite a bit to discuss, specifically surrounding the one thing that has been all-consuming for me, which is house hunting. I told you guys, we've been on the hunt, we've been searching all around, and I am here to tell you today that we put in an offer, and our offer was accepted. I am so incredibly excited. This has been such a process, but it's been a great one. I know that I've told you that it's been stressful, overwhelming, and that's definitely true. But it's also been incredibly rewarding, and I want to kind of just tell you guys the entire story from start to finish, how this all came to be. So let's go from the beginning. Basically, last year, when we re-signed our lease, we decided that we don't think that we want to rent anymore. We really felt like we were at a place that we wanted to purchase a property, start investing more in real estate, have somewhere that, of course, we could call our home, but that eventually, too, one day, we could maybe rent it out. Just give us more flexibility, obviously, with the place that you own yourself. So we decided we were going to do that, or at least we were going to try to do that. We were going to look around at places. And we started the process pretty early. The first place that we ever saw, that we weren't exactly so serious about it, but we did want to kind of just get the ball rolling, was last December. And then we didn't start really taking it seriously until the following, maybe, I don't know, end of March, around that time. So we met with a realtor. We found a realtor that we absolutely love, by the way. They have been so incredibly helpful through the entire process. We feel like we got really lucky with it all there. And yeah, we kind of just started from there, started looking at different places. And I'll be honest, I was a little bit worried about the fact that I love our current apartment so much. It's a great location. It has a great view. Also, I knew that eventually I was going to be sentimental about leaving this place, specifically because it was the first place that me and my boyfriend have ever lived together. So of course, it's special. We've lived here for almost 3 years now, so there have been so many memories made within it. We've had such a great experience here. So one, I knew I was going to be sentimental and a bit sad about leaving. But two, I kind of knew that everywhere that we looked, I would almost be sort of comparing it to what we currently have, which is not exactly fair, considering that to get a two-bedroom, two-bathroom with an incredible view in our price range in this exact area is a little unrealistic. That's why there are so many possibilities to rent where we are right now. But even still, if we could find exactly that place, there are certain things that I wish that we had now that we don't have that I was sort of hoping for. And to the area that we're in right now, it's been really fun while we've been here, but we did want something kind of different. So, like I said, we were looking, and we were getting kind of discouraged because there were places that we were really liking, but nothing that we were just absolutely head over heels for. And I told you guys too this last week, I think, that I felt like the longer this process was taking, the pickier I was getting. Because I kept seeing places that had certain things that I was like, oh, I actually want that, and I want that, and I want that. So I was getting worried that we weren't going to find a place that we really truly loved. But then we found this place. We were so excited about it, and it has been a whirlwind of a week because this property, it went on the market literally last week. Okay, I feel like it was like Wednesday or something, and we tried to see it right away, but there wasn't showing times available for when we were available, so we ended up seeing it on Saturday because there was an open house that was going on. And the thing about an open house, so we have not been to any other open houses. So we went there and we saw it and we really loved it. But every other place that we had seen previous to this, we had gone with our realtor. And it was like a one-on-one showing. And like I said, our realtor is absolutely great. And every time we went with him to these showings, he would be really honest with us. He'd be like, well, this place has kind of a lot of the stuff that you want, but not really some of the things that you said were most important to you. Or you could get this, but there'd probably be a lot of renovations involved. Or he would also be really honest with us, being like, this place is great, but just so you guys know, it's not rentable, or it has a rent cap on it. And he knew us, and he knew what we potentially eventually want to do with whatever place that we got. And he was like, I don't know if that necessarily is going to be the best option for you guys if you're not able to rent it out in the future. So he was just always very honest with us, and we trusted him a lot. So when we went to the open house and he wasn't with us there, we were like, okay, we love it, but we don't feel like we can make a concrete decision on anything until we do a walkthrough with him. So we decided that we were going to ask if he could do that with us the next day on Sunday. So we did that. We went back to the place. We walked through it with him. We talked through it with him. And he was like, yeah, I feel like this place checks off so much of what you guys want. The things that are slightly missing, I feel like do not outweigh at all what you guys would be gaining from this. And it just really solidified the decision for us of being like, yeah, we're really happy about it. We know it's a great place. It's a great find. So we were ready to move forward. But he told us that there were multiple offers already in by the time that we saw it again with him. So we already knew that this was kind of going to be a stressful process, whatever happened with it. There was also a time stop for when offers would be accepted, which was Monday at noon. So we were, of course, trying to move quickly on this. That same day on Sunday, too, our realtor let us know that there were 6 other showings taking place. So we were like, oh my gosh, we feel like there's going to be so much interest on this place, which obviously there was. So we were on the edge of our seat seeing what would happen. So that day we put in an offer. We talked through it, of course. We set the price point. And then it's kind of just a waiting game. The clock struck 12 p.m. and we were like, all right, all offers are in now. And then, I don't know, maybe only about like 2-3 hours later, our realtor called us and he sounded chipper. And I was like, you sound like you have good news. And he was like, they accepted our offer. And we were ecstatic. We were both so incredibly excited. We felt like we were just on cloud 9. It actually felt unreal. It just felt out of this world. It felt amazing, incredible. Like I said, so rewarding. In that moment, and still, we're just so proud of ourselves. Together and individually. I'm proud of us. I'm proud of me. I'm proud of him. This is just such a big deal. It's our first property. It will be the biggest purchase either of us have ever made. And it just feels so great to know that, like, we did it, you know? And granted, this is only the first step in the process. But it's such an important one. It's such a hard one to get to, I feel. Like, just being mentally ready to decide that your hard-earned money that you've worked so hard to save, to work towards, you're going to put it towards something. It's just all really wild to wrap my head around. So yes, we were so excited. We called our family, some of our close friends that knew we were going through this whole process. Everyone was so ecstatic for us. And I just have to say, that support is so special. I'm so thankful that I have that. Our families and friends were really rooting for us throughout this whole process. They made it so known. They also were always available to talk, to chat through things, to bounce ideas off of. We sent them pictures and videos. It was just really nice to have people that were so excited and proud of us. It just made everything feel that much better, and it already felt amazing. And I have to say, too, that another thing that I'm so proud of me and my boyfriend, is that even though we had all that family support and people to listen to and everything, we really primarily only relied on each other for the majority of everything that we went through. We knew that we had people to lean on, but first and foremost, we were really just listening to each other of what we both wanted, what we both thought were the priorities in the situation, every step of the way too. Like, we've looked at all documents together, all emails, every single correspondence we've done as a team, and I am just so incredibly proud of us for doing that and for doing it so well together. It's just such a surreal big kid moment that you know eventually, hopefully, is going to happen. But until it actually does, it just feels so momentous. And it is a huge, huge thing. And getting to do that with another person, somebody that you love and respect so much, it just makes it all the more exciting. Also too, if you do this on your own, kudos to you. Because, I mean, you guys know, I've told you, I can be an indecisive person at times. So just having another person to lean on to go through all of this with, it's been helpful. To not just have my point of view, but somebody else's too. And then, of course, it made the celebrating so fun. For both of us to have an equal amount of excitement and joy coming from something that we both accomplished together, and just both celebrating it as much as the other person at the exact same time, I cannot even really describe how special that feeling is. It was just absolutely awesome. So yes, put in the offer Sunday, got it accepted Monday, celebrated Monday night, and I guess I'll tell you a little bit about the place too, because of course I'm so excited about it, and I'm not going to tell you the exact location that it's in for obvious reasons, but it is beautiful, 2 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, it has a balcony, a cute little balcony, it has a gorgeous, gorgeous view. We're obsessed with it. It's in a different location than we're at right now. It's a different vibe. But I'm so excited for it. Because the thing is too about Chicago, there are so many cool, cute spots around that we simply just haven't explored. I feel like when you live somewhere, you tend to kind of stay within that immediate radius that you're living in. And that's kind of been the case for us. We don't even really know Chicago that well outside of where we live. So I'm so excited to be in a different spot, but still have pretty quick access to things that I've come to know and love. And a place that we are really close to now, the area is so adorable. The shops, the restaurants, it's so cute. I can't wait. But yeah, what else can I tell you? It's an open floor plan. It feels like a really big space. I'm so excited to decorate it. Oh my gosh. But yes, it's all just incredibly exciting. And there's still a lot more that we need to do. I don't want to understate that. Like I said, this week's been a whirlwind. So it's been from going to putting in the offer, getting the offer accepted. Then immediately after that, you are paying fees. You are signing documents. You are talking to a lot of different people. Your realtor, your lender, the lawyer, the inspector, so many different things to get done. And honestly, so many things that I didn't really even know about prior to starting this process. Which I will say another thing, I am sure there are going to be points in which we look back on and we're like, oh, I maybe would have done this differently. Or perhaps we should have made this decision or whatever it may be. The point is, we are first-time buyers. We know that we're first-time buyers. We're trying to be very smart in all of our decisions. We are trying to do our due diligence, read everything, really just remain a team in this, lean on each other, ask questions, do things in a timely manner, all of it. We'll be doing our best. I will be sharing with you guys what we learned through the process while we're in it and retrospectively. But yeah, even though there's so much still to do, I'm still so excited and I want to remain this excited. Because the thing is, there are only so many firsts in your life, right? Like as a kid, we experience firsts a lot. Every single thing that you do is pretty much for the first time when you're little. But then you grow up and you have less and less firsts. But when they happen, they tend to be really big things. This is a really big first. I can't even really describe how I feel about it. The best way, the best word, I mean, I've already said it, but it really is proud. I just feel proud. It's a whirlwind, but it's a really good whirlwind. And I want to share a couple things that felt pretty serendipitous about this whole process. And it's funny because before an offer is accepted, at least in our case, I felt like we were really trying to not romanticize it because we didn't want to get our hopes up, you know? Because then it's like you start talking about it, everything that you could do with the place, why things feel so right at this moment, all that. And then if you get let down, your offer doesn't get accepted, whatever, then it's obviously sad. So we didn't want that to happen. But now that our offer is accepted, again, still a long way to go, but now that it's accepted, we are romanticizing it all. We are soaking it all in. And the first thing that I wanted to share is really so wild. So we saw a property in this same building that we got our offer accepted at. We saw a property that was pretty much the exact same as this current unit. It was 2 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms. View was pretty much identical. Also had updates to it, which this place also has a lot of really great updates. But anyway, when we saw that place, that was the first thing that I looked at in the morning. I saw it on my phone and I woke up my boyfriend. I was like, you have to see this. You have to see it. And he groggily woke up and was like, oh my gosh, yeah, that place is beautiful. We have to see it immediately. But then I unexpectedly had to go home. Like I told you guys, there was a family situation. So I had to go home and we ended up not being able to see the place because literally 2 days later, the place was already off the market and we were planning to see it that upcoming Saturday and it was off the market by Friday. So we were obviously devastated by that, so much so that I literally had the listing saved and probably every other day I would go and check if it moved from being contingent to back on the market. I was obsessed. I just loved it so much and I was so bummed by the timing. I was so bummed that we didn't get to see it, all of it. And then this place just pops up. Literally, you guys, it's practically identical. And for the stuff that it's not, I actually prefer our place more. Yes, I'm already calling it our place. See what I did? But that was just wild. We felt so grateful that we had the opportunity to even see this place now. But then to put in an offer, have it be accepted, it was just, the whole thing was amazing. The second thing, me and my boyfriend have a special association with the 3rd of the month. Our anniversary is May 3rd, but also in high school, you know, when you're younger and you have a special date like that, you tend to kind of celebrate it more. So many months we would be like, oh my gosh, it's the 3rd, happy 3rd. And then as you get older, obviously you're not fixating on it every single month like that. But if we randomly do just see that it's like the 3rd on the calendar or something, we'll be like, oh hey, happy 3rd. It's just like a cute little thing. And let me tell you that our offer was accepted on no other then June 3rd. It just felt so meant to be, and I'm not even like a meant to be kind of person, I feel like. But come on, you guys, on the 3rd? That's so special. Everything is just so special about this. It feels so big. It is so big. We're so incredibly excited. I can't say that enough. We're so incredibly grateful to be in the positions that we're in to be able to do this. It's just all so amazing. It's wild how fast this is all happening now. But it's happening. It's in front of us. So that's the story. Thanks for letting me share it all. even though there's a lot left to do, I'm going to keep being excited because why not? This is huge. I'm going to constantly remind myself of that. We freaking did it. So cool. Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode. I hope that you have an amazing rest of your week, a fantastic weekend. Spend some time with the people that you love. Say something nice to a stranger. Keep being excited about every single step of whatever journey you're on right now. And don't forget to stay peachy, my friends.